All right, this is a tough job, especially in light of this last election cycle, Will. Did you lose your sanity? Why did you take this job?
Well, I've been asked that a lot, and I kind of laugh each time. But when the governor calls and asks you to do something, it's very hard to tell him no. But even more importantly than that is when I went into the legislature back in 2003, I was very impressed with some of my Democratic colleagues and how they were interested in solving problems, not just kind of wedge issues and sound bites. And so I've always felt that responsible Democratic leadership and maintaining responsible Democratic leadership was important to the future of the state of Arkansas. And so both those reasons combined probably were the two big things that led me to take on this role.
So tell me what you've been doing in the first 2 weeks of the job. What have you been doing to hit the ground running?
Well, we've been trying to staff up, I guess you'd say. I think the Democratic Party of Arkansas has been understaffed over the last several months since the end of the election cycle. So we're adding a communications director. We've added a new executive director, Amanda White, and we're going to add some additional staff just to make sure that we are in a position to help our legislators and our other office holders. So those have been real important issues for me over the past 2 or 3 weeks. And then what's been important to me personally is just listening to some of our elected officials, Democrats out in the counties, folks from all over the state, to hear their ideas and what they think the party should be doing so we can deliver on, you know, some of the goals that we're going to set to make sure that we're meeting people's expectations for what the future of Arkansas Democrats is.
And what are those folks out in the state telling you? What are you hearing from them?
Well, you know, people, obviously, the last election cycle was tough on Democrats, and people are interested in what the plan is for the next 2 years. And so they really, I think they have ideas. They're hungry for some leadership from the state party as to where we're headed. And I think the number one thing that we've heard over and over again is the message of Arkansas Democrats being responsible leaders did not break through all the noise in the last election cycle. You know, we have a great story to tell. If you look around our border states and all the surrounding states, how Arkansas fared in this tough economy was really incredible. Time Magazine, all these different news organizations have acknowledged how great Arkansas made it through the tough period in the economy. We've got a lot of work to do. But that was based on strong Democratic leadership from Governor Beebe and in our House and Senate. And so we've got to figure out a way to get that message through to folks that, hey, although it's been tough, Arkansas's done better than many of our surrounding states and all the states in the nation. And we've entered one of the four states, I think, in this budget cycle to enter without a deficit. And that's pretty incredible leadership on the part of Governor Beebe and our Democratic-led majorities in the House and Senate.
You mentioned messaging. When you look back at the results from 2010, what do you trace to the roots of why the Democrats did not do better? Was it more than just messaging?
Well, I think there's been a tremendous amount of national bickering, I'll call it, people yelling back and forth from maybe the outsides of each party. And all that noise, like I said, drowned out the Arkansas Democrat message. And I think that was the guts of it. People, if you were comfortable with your Democratic leadership, people were very comfortable with Governor Beebe. They knew him, Congressman Ross, and some of the representatives and senators who were reelected. They felt comfortable with them, and the bickering, the national noise didn't bother them. We have to drive the message of responsible leadership and make people realize how good a job Democrats have done in Arkansas. What, to me, is very important is Arkansas Democrats really stand for the Arkansas people and good policy, not politics, not just trying to get a vote on an issue or trying to make some point with a bill. We have to figure out how to govern. That's what we do best. We lead the state. We govern it responsibly. And we have to remind folks that how we navigated through that tough recession and are still navigating and how our state has risen to 6, you know, Education Week, I think, was a publication that rated a 6 in education right now, how those things happen because of Democratic leadership, not because of wedge issues and 140-word tweets or something about different things. It's really good policy, people over politics, and that's the Arkansas Democrat message.
Will, some people want to say that 2010 was an anomaly. Some want to say it was the birth of a true two-party state in Arkansas. Do you think that Arkansas is a two-party state now?
Well, I think it's been a two-party state. I mean, we're not that far from the Huckabee administration. I mean, let's not forget, it hadn't been that long ago that we had a Republican governor. So it's been a two-party state. I don't think 2010 was an anomaly. I think what you're seeing is some cyclical back and forth. I mean, in 2008, the Democrats had a wonderful year. In 2010, the Republicans had a wonderful year. I think what we're hearing from people is that they want responsible leadership. They want their representatives, their senators, whether at the local level or at the higher level, to listen to them, to get things done. And that's what we've been doing in Arkansas as Democrats, is getting things done and making sure that the state remains on a very physically responsible, even keel, where business and individuals can prosper. And I think that to say that somehow it was a sea of change in 2010 may be an overstatement. To say that it was just an anomaly is an understatement. The truth lies somewhere in between.